farm home.
All right, we are back. 921. Out of the clouds here in 24 degrees. You're going to hear me talking a lot more about this between now and the weekend. Seeking a King, Finding Grace, 2023 Community Choir and Orchestra Christmas Cantata going on this Saturday and Sunday. NDSES Cultural Center, Bremer Bank Theater. And on the phone with me to talk a whole lot more about this, Christina Lanko with the Christmas Cantata. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So great to talk with you. And you asked me before we aired how I'm feeling, and I said great after the rehearsal that that I experienced last night with this choir. And listen, everything, every year, the bar just seems to be set up just a little bit higher. My third year doing this, and I'm telling you, Christina, I think this is the best cantata, the best sounding choir that I've heard. Tell us from your end what you know about this event.
Absolutely. And yes, I did actually talk to both my parents, Annette Loken and Kent Loken, this morning, and they said the same thing about the rehearsal last night, Bill. They said it was just, it felt very spiritual, and just bringing all of that, the choir and the narration all together in that rehearsal as they prepare for the performances this weekend. So I'm certainly excited to hear it all in person coming up in just, goodness, six days, mm-hmm. just coming up here on the 9th and 10th of December. I was going to ask my dad, so Kent Loken, the director, I was going to ask him what the year count was, but I know we're creeping up on that between 25 and 30 years that this this performance has been happening in the Wapton Breckenridge community. Dad always likes to talk about it in terms of my age. So apparently I was about 5 when that first started. So if you'd like to do the math, now you know about how old I am and how long this performance has been going on in the community. Pretty special.
Christina, tell me something. Now, have you been involved in this for a few years? You have, correct?
I have, yes. Actually, like, as I said, he likes to date me and date how old I am by saying that I was 5 years old. The first cantata, when they kind of come up with this concept of hosting this Christmas, the story told in song and narration, they had a little children's choir that performed it, along with the church choir. At the time, it was, I think maybe there was a dozen singers, and then I was a part of the little children's choir. So I've been in all of, there's all but one year there wasn't, I didn't perform, but it's been a really fun tradition and fun to see it grow from that church choir at the United Methodist Church in Breckenridge, and grow and expand and to include the community churches and singers, and then now pulling orchestra members from Concordia College and blending that all together in a 60 plus voice choir and like 25, 30 piece orchestra, a full scale production for this weekend.
It is truly incredible. And I know that from experience. Christina, in your opinion, what makes this cantata so special?
Oh, you know, so for me personally, it's a family tradition. My dad is the director. My mom is behind the scenes. She's director of operations, certainly making sure all those little detail and elements are pulled together to make the event a success. My brother is a percussionist, as well as his girlfriend and partner, and she plays percussion as well. And so it's definitely a family thing for us. But, you know, that family has grown to this large 60-plus voice choir and orchestra. And so I think what makes it special and why, you know, if I could encourage everyone listening to attend, is just that truly we're going to sing songs that you're familiar with. So that's going to warm your heart. Those nostalgic Christmas songs that you've sang, you know, all the words, will ask you to stand if you can and sing with us. And so that really fills your heart. And then there's going to be some original pieces as well that we're that were commissioned for this cantata, so kind of some brand new music that you'll get to listen to. So I think there's just that element of the nostalgia of what Christmas means, and then listening to that, kind of being reminded of why we celebrate this season. I think you'll leave with just a big smile on your face and ready to really get in that holiday spirit. That's what it's about. Right now, it's busy. It can get, you know, it's starting to get cold. So we all talk about that because we're Midwesterners and we got to talk about the weather. And it can feel you know, that frenzy holiday. And truly, this just puts your mind in that, really that celebration. Because that's what this season is about. It's about celebrations and being with people that you love and kind of reflecting on that for your life.
Well, and I was telling,
that's a long answer.
I know it is, but it's a great answer. I was telling Katie from the chamber, if you leave this event and you're not in the Christmas spirit, something's wrong with you. You definitely need help, because again, the Christmas story told in such an incredible way. You've got, you know, musically, you've got it in word, you've got the visual to the whole thing going on too. So again, going to be a great event, and the best part is the price, Christina. How much is this?
Absolutely free.
Love
there
that.
Is no cost to attend this event, and it's family friendly. So I have a 4-year-old, and so I know I'm always wondering, like, if this is something that, you know, my little will be able to sit through. And it's a family-friendly event. So please bring your children and bring grandma and grandpa, or pick up your neighbor and bring them along. And it is free. It doesn't cost anything to come, because truly the community members and those that are performing, the intention is to share this message with as many people as we can. And so there's no cost. There isn't a, we do take a community offering during the performance. So very similar if you attend any church service or, you know, any sort of service like that, where you can give a donation, which are being collected and entirely 100% being donated to the Richland Wilkin Backpack Program. That's something that the cantata has been raising money for now for quite a few years. And I think we're up into the 40-some thousand dollars donated back to this program. It's pretty incredible.
It is. It is amazing. Christina, listen, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for your time this morning here, and I am so excited, so looking forward to seeing you and the whole Loken family in formation again this weekend. Okay, again, Christina, thanks for being on the show with us this morning.
Absolutely, and all this is on Facebook, so if you're on Facebook, you can find all these details as well.
Fantastic. Christina Lankow talking, of course, 2023 Community Choir and Orchestra, and that is happening this Saturday, 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. going on NDSCS Cultural Center in the Bremer Bank Theater. It's 929, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. One economist says if you look for them, there are some positives from the USDA's new farm income forecast. Gary Crawford has more on the story.
As farmers get ready to close the books on 2023, analysts at the USDA are forecasting that this year farmers as a whole will record quite a cut in net cash income, a drop of 21% from last year's record high. But USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says we need to put the 2023 projected net cash income figure of just under $158 billion in perspective.
Despite what is a large percentage decrease on the order of 20%, in net cash farm income year over year, where we're sitting at for 2023 is still exceeds the 20-year average by quite a bit.
He says another way to look at it, if you take together net incomes from 21, 2022, and 23.
This is the three highest consecutive years in the last 50 years.